Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco 49ers Insider, Matt Maiocco.
On this edition of the 49ers Insider Podcast, we talk with some former co-workers of new 49ers General Manager John Lynch. This comes to you from Houston, site of Super Bowl 51. Fox Sports sideline reporter Aaron Andrews worked closely with Lynch for a couple of seasons on the network's number two broadcast team. I'll ask her about what it was like to step into production meetings with Lynch. And yes, she expects him to succeed as an NFL general manager, but the big question I have for her, how would he do on Dancing with the Stars? Then we'll talk to Fox Sports president of production, John Entz, about the qualities that should help Lynch succeed. Now, this move does not come without its critics. Fox analyst Chris Carter, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, believes hiring a former player and broadcaster is a mistake that has been made before. He'll talk about a previous front office disaster made by another organization. All this coming up on the 49ers Insider Podcast. First up, Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, I'm from Tampa, so interned for my dad's NBC affiliate station, and I used to go, like, whenever I needed something, because Warren Sapp was so mean, I would go to Lynchy and ask him for help. And I worked with he and Kevin Burkhart for 2 years, and we just were really, really tight. We had a blast. Like, Lynch is the best. And it was so funny. I was texting my dad, who's in Tampa, and I just said, how about John Lynch? And my dad said, how about John Lynch? So happy for him. Please give him my best. I'm so excited for him.
You've been in production meetings with him. What's it like to be in a production meeting when John Lynch is talking football with players, coaches, et cetera?
You know what's so great about it is players come in and they're so excited to meet him. It's like being with Troy Aikman. Players, coaches, they respect him so much. So it's good for me because I'm going to hear great gossip and dirt about the game plan because they trust John Lynch.
And what did you pick up from him during your time together?
You know, the biggest thing is his relationships with guys. He'd always talk about what Elway has taught him. He'd always talk about what Belichick taught him, being friends with Brady, Peyton. He just has amazing relationships in football. And I just texted him, you know, the night it was announced, and I first of all said, holy cow, congratulations. And I just said, kick some ass. And he's like, that's the plan. I think all of us, I know all of us are cheering for him so much. I don't care if he hasn't had any experience in a front office. He has learned and he has absorbed and he is so well respected. And look, this guy knows talent. I mean, he does. I feel like he's excelled in everything he's done. And I know we're not supposed to root for teams, but I am rooting for John Lynch.
And the 49ers matched him with Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. What do you think about that pairing? And what have you been impressed with most about Kyle Shanahan?
I think just what he's been able to do with this offense in year two. And then when you talk to Julio Jones, I did a sit down with him, and you talk to Matt Ryan, how comfortable they are. And this, I mean, congratulations to San Francisco for getting this guy, but this was year two with this guy. I mean, can you imagine year three and four? That would have been insane. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Lynch. I'm excited for Kyle Shanahan to have this opportunity. They got to get some players, you know, so he's got.
That's John's responsibility.
Yes, it is. Yes, Lynch, you get on it. But we're so pumped for him. There's nobody in this room, and I have never met anyone that has a bad thing to say about the guy.
Sounds like you wouldn't be surprised if you're covering them in the postseason at some point here down the road.
I think that was actually my next text to him was, hurry up and get good because we want to come back. We miss our trips to San Francisco. We have such a good time out there. I feel like we were with them so much over the last couple years, and we really miss those guys.
And how would John do on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, John would be amazing. Oh, he'd be fantastic. Again, this guy doesn't fail. So, yeah.
All right. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, right on.
John Entz is the president of production for Fox Sports. I sat down with him to talk about John Lynch, what made him a good employee, and what qualities does he have that will serve him well as the boss of the 49ers player personnel department. So obviously the 49ers made the big hire Sunday, came out as a surprise to a lot of people in the Bay Area. I imagine it didn't come as a surprise to you.
Well, it was a surprise in the sense that this is not something that had been going on for months, right? But it did happen quickly. And, you know, we couldn't be happier for John. It's an incredible opportunity. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about working with him. So we're thrilled for him.
Did he keep you in the loop all the way?
He kept us in the loop.
And one of the things that, you know, he didn't want his name out there. The 49ers went by that. His name didn't surface until it was basically announced or he was hired. Well, why do you think he didn't want his name to be associated with a general manager opening?
You know, I think this is more my perception than and just I've talked to John a few times, but, you know, we haven't gotten in depth, but my perception is he really wanted to get a sense of the pulse of the organization. And when your name's out there and it's just harder to be covert with something like that, right? He wanted to be able to ask some real questions without stirring up too much dust. And, you know, it's actually a real testament to the Niners organization and everybody involved and how quiet it was kept.
Do you think it would have impacted his job if, you know, if he didn't get this job and his name was out there? Do you think it would
with us?
Not necessarily with you, but with teams, you know, in the production meetings, how open they could be in disclosing information about their teams?
That's a really interesting question. I'd probably have to think about it a little more to give you a great answer, but my first inclination would be that, you know, across our industry in all sports, there's people linked to different jobs all the time, right? Whether it's a coaching job or a GM job or a front office job. So my instinct is that John Lynch has such a good reputation and is such a great guy that it probably wouldn't really matter.
John Lynch worked at Fox Sports, NFL analyst for eight years. What do you take away from that? What did you learn about him? What do you think about him as an individual?
This is going to sound probably overhyped, but John Lynch is probably as fine an individual as I've ever worked with. He has impeccable character. He's respectful. He treats everybody he works with from, it doesn't matter your position, with the utmost respect. And he's got a great family. We were at his house last summer and visiting with his family and his kids. It's just, he's really what you would aspire. If I had a son, I have three daughters. If I had a son, he's the type of guy that I'd want him to grow up to be.
And he was obviously part of your team. You put him on your team. How do you think... What kind of a teammate was he, and how do you think he'll be when he's in charge of putting together his own team?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you talk to, like, I was at their last game was the Falcons Seahawks playoff game, and I was there that night, and we all hung out, and you could just see the love from the crew members and the affection that they have for everybody. But really, you know, John was the leader, and he's always been a leader his whole life, and he sets the tempo. So as it relates to the Niners, I honestly couldn't imagine someone better suited to be a leader for a group of people trying to get in a different direction.
It's funny you mentioned that Falcons-Seahawks game, because after he was hired, I went back and watched it, and he made a very telling statement late in the first half when he said about Kyle Shanahan, I would take him in a second. He could be my coach in a second. Did you hear it at the time, and how does it resonate now?
Let's see. Did I hear it at the time? I heard it at the time, but when you look back, you can't help but say, wow, that was unbelievable foreshadowing, right? Because to that point, they hadn't had any discussions. And the fact that it's happened so quickly, it's, you know, that one's going to be remembered. That's for sure.
And I mean, he hasn't done this before, but what do you think about his, I mean, Stanford educated, obviously smart guy, loves football, knows football. How do you think he's going to go about that process of becoming a general manager and learning basically on the fly?
I think, you know, John's done some interviews. He did a conference call, which I don't know if you listened to yesterday, but like the thing that I've heard him say a few times now is he's smart enough to know what he doesn't know. And to me, like, if you had to pick one thing that someone in his position needed to have, the attitude that he needed to have is that. If you come into a room or a situation and you pretend you know the answers and you don't, then, you know, typically people get exposed that way. John's coming at it from a different angle. He's saying, look, I know football, I know people, and, you know, I know how to be a leader. And those are the three things he's going to sort of plant his flag in. And the other parts, which are obviously very important, he's going to be leaning on people to learn from.
All right, John, thank you very much. Shedding a little light on John Lynch.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Certainly, a lot of the people who know John Lynch on a personal basis believe that the 49ers made a good move and he will ultimately succeed. However, Chris Carter isn't quite sure. Lynch played 15 years in the NFL, was voted to 9 Pro Bowls. He had an outstanding career as a safety with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Denver Broncos. But Chris Carter believes that that doesn't necessarily mean that he will succeed as a general manager. He really questions the qualifications. So Chris Carter will talk about that, and I'll also ask him if, as a Hall of Fame receiver, he expects Terrell Owens to be joining him in the Canton, Ohio Shrine.
I've been retired 15 years. I played 16 years in the league. If they would have called me and said, do you want to interview for the general manager? I would have turned them down because I'm not qualified. You know, so I don't know how they're going to do it. Like, I really don't know.
But I guess if you're John Lynch and you've been thinking along those lines for some period of time, at least you're – when you go into production meetings, you watch the NFL with a different scope, right, than you would if you're not thinking along those lines of being a general manager down the road.
John Lynch is watching the same film I'm watching. He don't have privy nor the film that I don't have.
How do you think about that pairing? You know the personalities involved. How do you think that they could mesh and work together?
John's a worker. John a mesh. John can get along with anyone who's a worker. Like, he's going to lay the hammer down. He's going to put a great support system around him. But I mean, this has been done a couple times, and a couple times it's failed. You know, Matt Millen was 7 seasons in Detroit, all right? That's the model we're going off of, all right? Matt Millen was doing TV, was great on TV, was the number one announcer besides John Madden, and he decided to take over the Detroit line. He spent 7 seasons there. They never had a winning season, and they also went 0-16. So that is the John Lynch model. Okay, so you can try to make up all kind of stuff. They've looked at film. Okay, this is unprecedented.
I mean, and this is a 49ers team that did not have a whole lot of talent.
I'm just going to tell you, I was on the field. I got in the Hall of Fame 2013. February 3rd, they were in the Super Bowl. They are a million miles away, that team and that organization, from February 2000, just 4 years ago. They are a million miles away from that spot right there. I was there for the coin toss. Now, you ask me, did they get back closer to that spot yesterday? I know they tell you in the media, I don't know is an answer. But, man, in this situation, I don't know.
Okay, well, here's something you might know. You talked about the Hall of Fame. Is Terrell Owens, who will be second year eligible, is he in the Hall of Fame? Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. It's just a matter of what year he's going to get in.
And, I mean, do you feel like the locker room issues should keep him out, or should it be all about the field?
I waited 6 years to get in the Hall of Fame. I didn't have no locker room issues. So, I got respect for the people that do the voting. All right? T.O. will get in the Hall of Fame. And I'll be more shocked if he don't get in this year than last year.
At the end of the day, does it matter to you that you had to wait 6 years? Or is it just as sweet in year 6 as it would have been year 1?
I don't know. I didn't go in the first ballot, so I don't know how that would feel. But it doesn't change me as a person. Every guy that gets in, that has gotten in, they forget about that stuff. Lynn Swan, I think, waited 16 years, something like that. The number of people that have waited for the Hall, I think the guys who are on the list, they lose sight of that. And I never lost sight of that when I was on the list. You know, I realized that there's hundreds of players not selected the first selection. But there's also, I was in at a unique time where they had a couple guys on the list already. So that made it, the decision making, more difficult.
A big thanks to Chris Carter, the Hall of Fame wide receiver, for joining us on the 49ers Insider Podcast and talking about some of the challenges that John Lynch faces as he transitions from the broadcast booth to become 49ers general manager. Earlier on the podcast, we talked to Aaron Andrews and John Entz. Many thanks to them as well, two people who vouch for John Lynch's character and believe that he will do a fine job with the San Francisco 49ers. Be sure to check out all of our 49ers Insider podcasts coming to you this week from Houston, site of Super Bowl 51. And you can listen to all the 49er Insider podcasts. They're available on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
The 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.